This recording, Japan 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for the name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Nagoya in Japan. But I went to Kanagawa. It's pretty close to Tokyo, for 5 years after when I was 3, and then I came back and then I changed to the different city, different area in the Nagoya city. So when I grew up, I moved around a lot compared to a lot of people that lived around me. So, but Nagoya is, I think, 4th biggest city in Japan. It's a pretty big city, but we're living in a suburb, but the transportation is really well organized, and we're really easily going, get things easily. We're pretty much in the area that is, everything is keeping around it. But Nagoya is well known with lots of food, that we have distinguished food. So we are always around the food. And then my family is always that we don't care about how much money we're paying for food. Whatever that, we care about how much money we pay for other stuff, but for food, they really don't care how much. And I think it's a lot of people in Nagoya is like that. It's a big part of our culture in our area. So that's part of the thing. Differences between here and there is the manners and the respect to older people and younger people. We have in Japan, by the age, if you're 1 year older than me, I have complete different behavior towards the person. It's completely different how I greet to them or how I talk to them. It's everything is different. So, like when I go to eat, I have to care that what kind of food they're gonna choose, so that I'm gonna choose the food that is cheaper than that, or it's completely you have to care every single thing they do, and also that a Japanese conversation is, I think it's very different. That here is conversation to each other is very direct, that you can say almost exact feeling that you're holding to other people that you're expressing. But over there, sometimes you say completely different thing, or completely opposite thing. But you will read my mind, and then you will say nothing back, but then you will probably send a message in the sentence. So I will try to understand what's the meaning behind what you're saying. So it's a big mind game over there. So it's a respect, but also a big mind game over there. But here, it's a very direct conversation. So I feel sometimes it's great. But sometimes I think I am too sensitive about how to use the words, so it gets me a lot more than it shouldn't be affected.